Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Takeoff. Today my audio might be a little bit off point. It's been an absolutely crazy week for me. Lots of stuff going on, but I am recording this in the car while I go to a meeting. I always believe that we should be consistent over perfect, and the audio on this one might not be perfect, but I want to be consistent and want to make sure that I'm putting out content on at least one podcast or voice note or whatever it might be every single week, just to give you an idea of my intake on the market and where things are at. This week I want to discuss where I'm seeing the market right now, as a whole. So we're coming into to December, so it's currently the 30th today, and 30th of November. We've got a few weeks left until it's Christmas. We're obviously seeing global changes in the economy. And obviously, I live in New Zealand, live in Auckland. House prices have probably declined around about 30 to 40% in the last sort of 6 to 12 months in some areas. Looking at auction rates in Brisbane, around 47%. I think it's probably somewhere similar in New South Wales and Victoria. I think it's around 52, 53%. You took that back to a year ago, and nearly 90% of all sort of residential stock was being cleared and sold at auction. But right now the market's in it is an interesting place. We are obviously seeing a lot of interest now from candidates moving out from the UK and Ireland. Obviously the UK has now formally went into recession. And with that, there's my opinion, there's a really good opportunity for companies in Australia and New Zealand to basically take advantage of that and start to, advertise and attract candidates from the UK and Ireland to come out to Australia and New Zealand, offer, a better lifestyle, especially accredited employers who can offer sponsorship. That's going to be a massive selling point in the next few years. We're also seeing, locally in the New Zealand market, candidates are now beginning to look at, 2023, with those sort of recession goggles on. Obviously the interest rates are being tested around 8%. I don't believe it's there yet in Australia. But that's causing, a lot of fear, for those individuals who locked in their mortgages and interest rates around 3-4%, 2 years ago. Now they're coming up to renewal and they're sitting around sort of 7-8%. That's obviously scary. And what we're now seeing is, across Australia and NZ is that, residential builders are slowing down. There isn't the same amount of volume build going on or under approval that there was, 6 to 12 months ago. And obviously new investors are beginning to look at things and become a little bit more protective of their money and what they're spending, because they're not guaranteed to make a return. So it's quite interesting in how that sort of depicts and has benefits the construction industry and has obviously disadvantages as well. Usually my business, as I haven't worked in the construction industry and recruitment industry for over 10 years, I've always stayed away from the residential markets. The main reason, it's just too boom and bust. It could be so cyclical that you're doing really well for 18 months or 2 years, and then you could be doing really badly for, again, 2 to 3 years. And it goes in swings and roundabouts, and it's too too much of a roller coaster to build a business around. Obviously, a lot of people make a lot of money in residential property, but I'm probably more not risk adverse, but I like to be quite steady and build. But now what we're seeing is more sort of residential builders, carpenters, contractors, working in that space, looking to move away from that and looking to move into the more government sector led projects. Now, obviously, the big ticket items right now are health and education, but also, we've got other key sectors in there as well, including, rail infrastructure, TMR, transport and main roads, as well as, your defence, your government, civic community, your correctional facilities, all that sort of stuff. In my opinion, that's where the market's shifting. If you're in the private sector, and I'm looking at this as a whole, as if it's retail, if it's industrial, if it's residential, if it's anything where a private landlord or client is, based offshore and investing a lot of money, I'm starting to think that that might draw back over the next probably 18 to 24 months. Again, it's all location specific. I can see New Zealand really slowing down from, January onwards next year. I think Queensland will be quite good. I think there'll be quite a steady sort of trajectory there over the next sort of 4 to 5 years, if I'm honest. Obviously, I'm not as exposed to the markets in New South Wales and Victoria, but from what my clients are saying is that they're focusing more on those large scale government builds. There's always going to be an appetite if you're a great business and you've got great relationships. So I'm certainly by no means saying there's going to be a deep dark recession or anything like that. But I'm saying is it might begin to tail off. And if you're in that delivery side of the industry, if you're a project manager, contract administrator, your project QS, or basically focusing on the delivery and the construction phase of the project, this tends to be the markets where you're employed sort of project by project rather than on a on a long-term basis. Now, I always have the in my mind, you're never really employed by a business long term. You're only ever there for the job that you're doing. But this is the market where you do see people, if they're not careful, having a job here, a job there, nearly every 12 to 18 months, and that can be difficult. If that is the case, sometimes it's better to look at possibly contracting yourself out. If you're contracting yourself out, then you're making more money. And as long as you've got a good reputation, you should be able to pick up work quite quickly. But there's also it's also different things that you can look at as well. I believe a client with good relationships is probably number one. If you're looking to change employer, you're probably looking to do some due diligence on them to see what sort of quality of relationships they have with the clients. And are they over leveraged with one or two specific clients? And if so, is that deemed too risky? If they're a business with, six, seven, eight really key clients, is that maybe downgrading that risk for you and allowing you sort of more job security over the next, 2 to 5 years? So there's different things to consider. My belief is that we will need to look at obviously investing more in those large scale capital infrastructure projects, rail, road, aviation, all of that. We will also need to ensure that we're looking after our top quality people, because if the market shifts slightly, there you will find your competitors will start to jump around and try and attack attack and claim the best guys in the market, so if you are a business owner, that's something that you do need to be aware of. But in summary and as a whole, there, we I believe things will begin to tighten up over the next couple of years. Not necessarily in the immediate future, but certainly over the next, 6, 12 months, we might start to see a bit of a fall in the market and just less craziness, less volatility. That volatility isn't good for business right now, and it becomes challenging for contractors who are taking on a lot of risk to essentially deliver, mitigate that risk, and bring the people in, onboard them, train them. It becomes extremely challenging. So I believe a fall in the market could be what's needed. I'm obviously not talking about, a 30% drop or anything like that. All I'm talking about is just a steadiness, just to steady the ship, to ensure that, everyone's making better decisions, to ensure that, we're not just jumping into things and all of a sudden crazy money's being thrown around again. The 50s, the 100s, the 200K pay rises that I've heard of recently. And it's extremely important that we just take a break and relax and let the market play out. But if I'm in an industry, a private sector right now, I'd really start to consider my options and start to consider, can I get a business, can I be working for a business that's more spread across multiple clients or spread across more government sector led clients, because that's the job secure markets. And to be honest, that's where the big money is right now. Because if you've got, if you're a senior estimator with 20 years experience in health, defense, and education, you're probably the hottest ticket in town. And similarly, if you're a project manager or a construction manager, because these projects are one, generally they're one based on the profiles of the people who are delivering them. So, if you've been in the industry and you've got those large scale, infrastructure, government sector, clientele exposure, you're generally speaking going to be the one in demand, and that's super important over the next few years. So, guys, I wasn't going to put out anything this week. I've been trying to buy a house. I've had a couple of people starting the business. It's we've just taken on about 25 to 30 jobs, and it's just been so busy. And even though I'm saying I'm giving this information out and I'm telling you how busy we are, as a business in the recruitment sector, I know that this isn't going to last forever. And just because there's loads of jobs available doesn't necessarily mean it's an amazing market, because it's very difficult to find people for all those jobs. And all of a sudden, clients don't have the people to deliver those jobs, and then they're overexposed to their clients, and then their clients start to think, well, we can't get contractors to do the jobs, and then all of a sudden they begin to pull back just a little bit, So again, there's swings and roundabouts to these things, but I just wanted to put something out there, just a bit about maybe how you can look at sort of recession proofing your career next year. How you can begin to start to examine the market, if you're at an interview at the moment, what you probably could be looking for or should be looking for. And just to give you an idea, my two cents of where things are at, I'm confident, but I'm confident with the right clients. I'm not over leveraging myself in any private sector clients. I'm not over exposing myself to clients that are working in sectors that I think that are going to be quite volatile. I'm looking to pick the clients I'm working with, and building a business around that that's sustainable. You know, I'd rather something that's growing at, 20, 30, 40% a year rather than 100, 200% a year, because in my opinion, that's just going to create havoc, and customer service generally drops in that respect. So guys, I hope you've got something from this. I hope the quality of the audio hasn't been too bad. I've been getting some messages through over the last few weeks from people on their thoughts on the industry. Gotta say, I really love that. If you've got any questions, if you've got anything, send it through to me, because sometimes I might not necessarily know what I'm going to talk about each week. So if you've got a specific question that you want me to answer, please let me know. And I just love to answer any of your questions. Also, if you're listening to this, please can you give me a review on Spotify or basically send it to one of your mates. Just pass it on, because the more people are listening, the more I'm gonna and put effort into the podcast. Next year we are looking at bringing guests back onto the podcast as well. So the more people that are listening, then the better guests that you get. So have a great week, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this. Hope you've taken some value from it. And yeah, we'll touch base soon.